Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And on this episode, we are going to be celebrating Mother's Day, which is actually going to be 1 week from the original air date of this show on Sunday, May 11th. So we are going to be celebrating mothers on Broadway and mothers in all sorts of musicals, not only just Broadway musicals. I want to thank my mother, because if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't have gotten my interest in musical theater when I was a kid. My mom got involved in the local community theater, doing volunteer work, mostly doing work in the wardrobe department. And she got me interested in doing children's theater through that group when I was 8 years old. And that introduced me to theater, and I got into performing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then here we are all these many years later. My mom has since passed on, but I am still now very heavily involved in theater and musical theater, especially. We are going to look at some good moms, some bad moms, some interesting mothers, all from different Broadway shows, London shows. So we are going to kick it off, I thought appropriately, with one of the most famous mothers from musical theater, and that is Rose from the musical Gypsy. And that's because just this past week, we had the brand new cast recording from the revival of Gypsy starring Audra McDonald was just released. So I thought it'd be appropriate to kick it off with Audra McDonald, since she's probably the most famous, playing the most famous stage mother. Now, a lot of people call her character Mama Rose, but that's not actually accurate, because I don't think there's anywhere in the script that she's actually called Mama Rose. She is called Madam Rose many times in the show, but we are just going to call her Rose. So Audra McDonald, as Rose, is going to sing a song, a very famous song from the show, which is actually, if you think about it, in the context of the show, it's kind of a terrifying song. It's that moment after June has abandoned her, and so have the newsboys. They've all left Rose and run away, and now she is setting her sights on poor Louise, who is very limited when it comes to talent, and she's now determined that she's going to make Louise a star. We're going to hear Audra McDonald singing Everything's Coming Up Roses from Gypsy.
She says I can't make her an actress like she wants to be. The boys walked because they think the act is finished. They think we're nothing without her. She is nothing without me. I am her mother. I made her. And I can make you now. I'm gonna make you a star. Finished? We're just beginning. And there's no stopping us this time. I had a dream. A dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell. You'll be gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now. Honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the tracks. You've got nothing to do but relax. Blow a kiss, take a bow. Honey, everything's coming up roses.
Lucky star I talked about is two.
lights and lollipops. Everything's coming up. Roses for me and for you.
So we are celebrating Mother's Day here on the Broadway Radio Show. It is 1 week from today, and we're going to look at a whole lot of different mothers from musical theater. Next up, we have three mothers who are all going to sing about what it's like kind of losing their child, not necessarily to death, but just like their child growing up and leaving, and the memories of when they were young and the loss they feel when a child leaves and kind of grows up and becomes an adult and they're no longer a kid. We are going to hear from Mamma Mia, the character of Donna Sheridan, played by Louise Pitre, from the original Broadway cast, singing Slipping Through My Fingers. From the musical I Remember Mama, we are going to hear the character simply called Mama, played on the recording by Sally Ann Howes, singing Time. And then from the musical Big, we're going to hear Mrs. Baskin, played by Barbara Walsh, singing a song called Stop Time. So here are three mothers all singing about their kids growing up.
School bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile. I watch her go with a surge of that well-known sadness, and I have to sit down for a while. The feeling that I'm losing her forever, and without really entering her world, little girl, slipping through my fingers all the time. I try to capture every minute, the feeling in it, slipping through my fingers all the time. Do I really see what's in her mind? Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing, slipping through my fingers all the time. Sleep in our eyes, her and me, at the breakfast table, barely awake, I let precious time go by. Then when she's gone, there's that odd melancholy feeling and a sense of guilt I can't deny. What happened to those wonderful adventures, the places I had planned for us to go? Well, some of that we did, but most we didn't. And why? I just don't know. She keeps on growing, slipping through my fingers all the time. Sometimes I wish that I could freeze the picture and save it from the funny tricks of time. Slipping through my fingers. goodbye with an absent mind.
Yesterday you rushed home.
Mama Luke, I've won the spelling prize.
Time, how it flies. Yesterday a dollhouse, yesterday a jump rope. Lightning flashed and you cried,
Mama, let me hide behind your skirts.
Time, how it hurts. When did you happen? Where was I looking? What was I listening to? See how you shine now, hear how you speak now. My heart is so suddenly, a woman. How beautiful it's been to watch you grow. Oh,
say, stop time, don't move on. Even as you watch, that look is gone. Then he's too such a little man, so alive and
and so smart. Again you say, stop time, stay just this way. But the future calls and he can't stay. Nobody warns you of this parent's paradox. You want your kid to change and grow. But when he does, another child, you've just begun to know, leaves forever. Birthdays fly, 7, 8, 9, 10. Every kid he becomes, you clutch and say, stop time. Hold this one fast, but it's not supposed to last. And that time has come and passed, for he's growing and he has to. Stop the clock 4 weeks ago. Somehow had frozen time right there. He'd still be here. I'd see his face. I'd hold him in my arms. Say forever. It can't be that he's reached 13. Now the real change is done. He's not here. Stop time. Don't rush life so. Bring him back and then I'll let him go.
We next turn our attention to an immigrant mother who is landing in the United States with her young son. Her husband has come ahead, and she's hoping to meet up with him. And this is from the musical Rags, an epic flop from Broadway history. We are going to hear Julia McGinnis as that immigrant mother, Rebecca, singing Children of the Wind.
From the Cossacks and the screams, flames are on the hillside, blood is in the streams. All the world is burning, that's the way that it seems. David, did they hurt you, darling? Show me where. They hurt you, darling. Every night it fills my dreams. I see us running through the forest, and there's 40 miles to go. Sneaking past the border in the silent snow. Sleeping under haystacks, eating roots where they grow. Begging on the pier at Danzig. Well, we made it here from Danzig. What's another mile or so? We're children of the wind, blown across the earth, pieces of the heart.
someday to see all the children of my children are there. And they're very, very noisy, running through my kitchen. And we've been there for a lifetime. And I know then they will never be.
Perhaps a more famous mother landing on strange shores with a young son would probably be Anna Leon Owens in The King and I, who lands in, at the time, Siam, but now we know it as Thailand. And she lands with her young son, Louis, to become a teacher working for the King of Siam. But what's interesting and people kind of forget is that The King and I has two mother characters in the show. Not only is there Anna Leon Owens, but there's also Lady Tiang, who happens to be the mother of Prince Chulalongkorn, who is the heir apparent to the king. He's first in line to the throne. And there are two very important characters in the show. So we are going to hear both of those characters right now from The King and I. From the 1996 revival, we are going to hear Anna, played by Donna Murphy, singing I Whistle a Happy Tune as she's trying to calm her son down as they are kind of landing at the port in this very, very, very strange land of Siam. Then we're going to hear Tony winner Ruthie Ann Miles, another Tony winner, Ruthie Ann Miles from the 2015 revival of The King and I as Lady Tiang singing Something Wonderful as she is singing about the king.
Look, Mother, the Prime Minister is naked.
Hush, Louis. That's not a nice word. He's not naked. Well, he's half naked.
They all look rather horrible, don't they, Mother? Father would not have liked us to be afraid, would he?
No, Louis. Father would not have liked us to be afraid.
Mother, does anything ever frighten you?
Sometimes.
What do you do?
I whistle.
Oh, so that's why you whistle.
Yes, that's why I whistle. Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time, the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.
I whistle a happy tune, and every single time, the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid.
Make believe you're brave,
and the trick will take you far.
You may be as brave
as you make believe you are.
As I said at the top of the show, we are going to hear from some wonderful mothers, and we're going to hear from some not so wonderful mothers, and that's what we have next. We have a couple of mothers who have been not so good to their daughters, one of whom has locked her daughter in a tower to keep her away from people. We have one who has kind of been torturing her daughter with religion, which has gotten some deadly results. And we have another one who just does not know what to do with her daughter, who is gifted with some supernatural powers, very similar to the other daughter who has been kind of being punished with some religion. We are, of course, talking about initially the witch in Into the Woods, who has been keeping Rapunzel locked in a tower. And we're going to hear Vanessa Williams as the witch from the 2002 revival singing Stay With Me to Rapunzel. Then from the musical Carrie, we're going to hear the character of Margaret White, played by Betty Buckley, singing When There's No One. And then finally from Matilda, we're going to hear Mrs. Wormwood, played by Leslie Margarita, singing loud.
What did I clearly say? Children must listen.
No, no, please.
What were you not to do? Children must see and learn.
No.
Why could you not obey? Children should listen. What have I been to you? What would you have me be? Handsome like a prince. Ah, but I am old, I am ugly, I embarrass you.
No.
Yes, you are ashamed of me.
No.
You are ashamed. You don't understand.
It was lonely atop that tower.
And I was not company enough.
I am no longer a child. I wish to see the world.
Don't you know what's out there in the world? Someone has to shield you from the world. Stay with me. Princes wait there in the world, it's true. Princes, yes, but wolves and humans too. Stay at home, I am home. Who out there could love you more than I? What out there that I cannot supply? Dark and wide. Stay a child while you can be a child.
You seem to think that people like people were clever. It's very quaint, it's very sweet, but wrong. People don't like smarty pants what go round
claiming that they know stuff we don't know.
Now here's a tip. What you know matters less than the volume with which what you don't know's expressed. Content has never been less important. So
showing a little less dressing like your mum, a little more bottom bum bum bottom bum.
I look nice, you don't.
No one's gonna tell you when to wiggle your bumba.
No one's gonna love you if you don't know the rumba.
Everybody loves a little something exotic,
but learning a language is over the top.
It doesn't really matter if you don't know much,
so long as you don't know it with the volume up.
The less you have to sell, the harder you sell it. The less you have to say, the louder you yell it. The dumber the act, the bigger the confession. The less you have to show, the louder you dress it. You gotta get up, you gotta get up and be loud.
Loud, 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 loud,
We now have a couple of mothers from a couple of very interesting shows, both of which have very beautiful scores. We have Margaret Johnson from The Light in the Piazza and Claire Booth Luce from Flying Over Sunset. In The Light in the Piazza, Margaret Johnson has been traveling with her daughter, Clara, who has now fallen in love with an Italian, a young Italian man. The problem is that Clara suffered an injury when she was younger, and now kind of has the mental ability of a much younger girl. And she has made, Margaret has made the decision that she is going to let her daughter marry this man, this young man, mostly because if she doesn't and she takes her home, the likelihood is that the daughter is going to end up locked away in a care home because she just is not mentally mature enough to live on her own as an adult. And she's discovered that she is better off marrying into this lovely Italian family. Victoria Clark sings this gorgeous song called Fable at the end of the show. So we're going to hear Victoria Clark singing all about everything that all the decisions and everything she's made about life and love and making this decision about what to do about her daughter. And then from Flying Over Sunset, Carmen Cusack, who plays Claire Booth Luce, has a big 11 o'clock number in the show called How. And throughout the show, Carmen Cusack has been kind of mourning through this LSD trips that she's been taking at her home in Malibu. She's been kind of regurgitating and reliving the death of her only daughter, Anne Brokaw, in a car accident when she was very young. Her daughter, Anne, has been also revisiting her kind of as a ghost throughout the show. And Carmen has been kind of dealing with the grief of that. So we're going to hear Carmen Cusack singing How. So here are Margaret Johnson from The Light in the Piazza and Claire Booth Luce, two interesting mothers from Flying Over Sunset.
Thank you. How do you keep on going on your own? How do you lose your flesh and blood, then carry on alone? I thought we'd meet in heaven. Is heaven even there? Or is it only stars and empty air? Hello? There must be something more, something. Or isn't there? Isn't there? Isn't there? How do you get through life bereft of faith? After you've prayed the seventh day, who listens on the eighth? Does prayer dissolve in ether and vanish in the void? How do you bear your burdens with belief itself destroyed?
Unfinished, goddammit, I took a magic drug to show me how to grow. 150 micrograms, enough, not enough, not nearly enough, no! How do you save a marriage without love? Physical love, the human touch, I get so little love. I was so blind, self-centered, for somebody so smart, succeeding without hearing my own heart. I pushed their love aside till they died.
As many of us know from having mothers who have lived very long lives, my mom lived until almost 90, they oftentimes have a lot of wonderful advice to give. And they have, because they have lived such long lives, they pass on a lot of interesting things to their children and their grandchildren. And in Little Night Music, Madame Armfelt passes on a whole story of her whole, passes on her whole life in a song called Liaisons from the 2009 revival. Here is Angela Lansbury as Madame Armfelt.
At the villa of the Baron de Signac, where I spent a somewhat infamous year, at the villa of the Baron de Signac, I had ladies in attendance. Opal pendants, liaisons, what's happened to them? Liaisons today, disgraceful, What's become of them? Some of them hardly pay their shoddy way. What once was a rare champagne is now just an amiable hock. What once was a villa at least is digs. What once was a gown with train is now just a simple little frock. What once was a sumptuous feast is figs. No, not even figs. Raisins. Ah, liaisons. Oh dear, now where was I? Oh yes. At the palace of the Duke of Ferrara, who was prematurely deaf but a dear. At the palace of the Duke of Ferrara, I acquired some position, plus a tiny titian. Liaisons, what's happened to them? Liaisons today. To see them, indiscriminate women, it pains me more than I can say. The lack of taste that they display. Where is style? Where is skill? Where is forethought? Where's discretion of the heart? Where's passion in the art? Where's craft? With a smile and a will, but with more thought, I acquired a chateau extravagantly overstaffed. Too many people muddle sex with mere desire, and when emotion intervenes, the nets descend. It should on no account perplex or worse inspire. It's but a pleasurable means to a measurable end. Why does no one comprehend? Let us hope this lunacy is just a trend. Oh, where was I? Oh, yes. In the castle of the King of the Belgians, we would visit through a false chiffonier. In the castle of the King of the Belgians, who, when things got rather touchy, deeded me a duchy. Liaisons, what's happened to them? Liaisons today. Untidy. Take my daughter, I taught her, I tried my best to point the way. I even named her Desiree. In a world where the kings are employers, where the amateur prevails and delicacy fails to pay. In a world where the princes are lawyers, what can anyone expect except to recollect liaison?
In the musical Ragtime, one of the key figures in the musical is the character simply called Mother, and she is also blessed with the big anthem at the end of the show called "Back to Before," which is basically stating that with progress and with everything that has happened in the show, you cannot go backwards. You must move forward, and you can never turn back the clock. And in the revival production of Ragtime, that was played by Tony nominee Christiane Knoll. So we're going to hear Christiane Knoll as Mother in Ragtime singing that wonderful anthem by Aarons and Flaherty, "Back to Before."
Thank you. our happiness seemed never ending. I was so sure that where we were heading was right. Life was a road so certain and straight and unbending. Our little road with never a crossroad in sight. Back in the days when we spoke in civilized voices, women in white and sturdy young men at the oar. Back in the days when I let you make all my choices, we can never go back to before. There was a time my feet were so solid. You'd sail away while I turned my back to the sea. I was content, a princess asleep and enchanted. If I had dreams, then I'd let you dream them for me. Back in the days when everything seemed so much clearer, women in white who knew what their lives held in store. Where are they now, those women who stared from the mirror? We can never go back to before. There are people out there
Next up, we have four mothers, actually, in three Saw III musicals, but encompassing four different mothers, all of whom are facing very difficult situations at home with their kids and their families. In Next to Normal, Alice Ripley plays Diana, a woman who has some severe emotional and mental health issues, which are tearing her family apart, and she seeks medical attention. And ultimately, at the end of the show, decides that she needs to leave. She needs to find herself and get herself back together and pull her emotional and mental health back together, because she can't handle being a mom and a wife anymore. And at that moment, her character sings a song called So Anyway. So we're going to hear Alice Ripley singing So Anyway from Next to Normal. The whole show is really a show about mental health issues in a family. And it's a very moving and an amazing show. And Alice Ripley deservedly won the Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical for the show. So we're going to hear her. Then in the musical Blood Brothers, the character of Mrs. Johnstone is faced. She's a poor woman in London who is working basically as a cleaning woman for a lot of people. And she suddenly discovers that she's about to have twins and she cannot afford to have two kids at this moment. She can't feed two extra mouths in her family. And she's working for a woman who has not been able to have a child. And the woman proposes to her that she give her one of the twins. And they will never speak anything about it and never tell anybody that these two boys were twins. And she just basically makes the decision for economic reasons and for her own personal reasons that she is going to do that. And so that the whole, that's kind of what the musical ultimately is about, is what happens to these two boys who do not realize that they're twins. One, of course, is raised in a relatively well-off family, and one is raised poor with Mrs. Johnstone as her son. And it's kind of what ultimately happens, and it has very fatal consequences for everybody in this very moving show called Blood Brothers. And we're going to hear Stephanie Lawrence as Mrs. Johnstone singing Easy Terms from the show. And then we turn to Dear Evan Hansen, another show about some mental health issues with the main character who has socialization issues in terms of dealing with other people. And we're going to hear, and he also has, there's also another character who has some suicidal issues. And we're going to hear from the opening number, which is sung by two different moms from two different families, which are the main two families in the show. Heidi Hansen and Cynthia Murphy are the two moms. And they sing a song called Anybody Have a Map, which is basically kind of how these two moms are having difficulty with understanding how to handle their kids and the problems of dealing with being a mom. And we're going to hear Rachel Bay Jones and Jennifer Laura Thompson as the two moms. So from Next to Normal, Blood Brothers, and Dear Evan Hansen, here are Alice Ripley, Stephanie Lawrence, and Rachel Bay Jones and Jennifer Laura Thompson.
So anyway, I'm leaving. I thought you'd like to know. You're faithful, come what may, but clearly I can't stay. We'd both go mad that way. So here I go. And anyway, I'm leaving. I guess that you can see. I'll try this on my own, a life I've never known. I'll face the dread alone. But I'll be free. When I fall, I'd never get to know the feel of solid ground at all. With you always believing that we can still come through, it makes me feel the fool to know that it's not true. What doctors call dysfunction, we try to call romance. And true, it's quite a trick to tell the dancers from the dance. But rather than let chance take me, I'll take a chance. I'll take a chance on leaving. It's that or stay and die. I loved you once, and though you love me still, I know it's time for me to fly. I loved you once, and though I love you still, I know
it's time for me to go. And so, goodbye.
Only mine until the time comes around to pay the bill. Then I'm afraid what can't be paid must be returned. You never ever learn that nothing's yours on easy terms. Only for a time, I must not learn to call you mine. Familiar eyes, that face, those eyes, make future plans that cannot be confirmed on borrowed time. On easy terms, living on the never, never constant as changing weather, never sure who's at the door. Should we meet again, I will not recognize your name. You can be sure what's gone before will be concealed. Your friends will never learn that once we were on easy terms, living on.
Just for a few more days. Please. Please. They're a pair. They go together.
My husband is due back tomorrow, Mrs. Johnston. I must have my baby. We made an agreement, a bargain. You swore on the Bible.
You better say which one you want, then.
I'll take...
No, don't tell me which one. Just take him. Take him.
Living on.
Those letters to yourself. Dear Evan Hansen, this is going to be a good day, and here's why.
I started one.
Those letters are important, honey. They're going to help you build your confidence.
I guess.
Can we try to have an optimistic outlook? Huh? Can we buck up just enough to see the world won't fall apart? Maybe this year we decide we're not giving up before we've tried. This year we make a new start. Hey, I know, you can go around today and ask the other kids to sign your cast. How about that?
Perfect.
I'm proud of you already.
Oh, good.
Another stellar conversation for the scrapbook. Another stumble as I'm reaching for the right thing to say. I'm kinda coming up empty, can't find my way to you. Does anybody have a map? Anybody maybe happen to know how the hell to do this? I don't know if you can tell, but this is me just pretending to know. So where's the map? I need a clue. Cause the scary truth is I'm flying blind, and I'm making this up as I go.
It's your senior year, Connor. You are not missing the first day.
I already said I'd go tomorrow.
He doesn't listen. Look at him. He's probably high.
He's definitely high.
I don't want you going to school high, Connor.
Perfect. So then I won't go. Thanks, Mom.
Another masterful attempt ends with disaster.
Interstate's already jammed.
Pour another cup of coffee and watch it all crash and burn.
Connor, finish the milk.
It's a puzzle. It's a maze. I try to steer through it a million ways, but each day is another wrong turn.
I better head out.
If Connor's not ready, I'm leaving without him.
Does anybody, anybody, anybody maybe happen to know how the hell to do this? I don't know if you can tell, but this is me just pretending to know. So where's the map?
I need a clue, cause the scary truth is I'm flying blind.
Next up, we have a couple of very proud mothers, despite the fact that their two sons are have some difficulties in their life. From the British musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie, mother Margaret New is dealing with a son, Jamie, who is in high school and wants to basically be he wants to do drag. He wants to perform in drag and wants to become a drag queen. Of course, this makes life difficult a little bit for him at high school in terms of being bullied and stuff. But he does have some very close friends. But most importantly, he has the support of his mom, Margaret, who absolutely thinks the world of him and has no problem being supportive of everything that Jamie wants to do. And she in the show is played by Josie Walker. And she's going to sing a song called He's My Boy. Then from the Sondheim musical Roadshow, Mama Meisner, who has two sons who ultimately get themselves into quite a bit of trouble because one of them is definitely a bit of a con artist when it comes to real estate deals. She kind of is blind to his failings when it comes to that. And Alma Cuervo in the production of Roadshow plays the role of Mama Meisner. And she sings a song called Isn't He Something? Because she just thinks the world of him. So here is Josie Walker from Everybody's Talking About Jamie and Alma Cuervo from Roadshow.
The cold, empty mornings, the coffee cup warnings, remembering the spark that lived in a love that died in the dark. But life keeps you guessing, a long game of blessing. My world was awake, my precious surprise, my perfect mistake. And maybe he'll break my heart as he'll take my heart when he goes. I'm dreading the day when he just walks away. He's my boy. He drives me insane. He's my boy, my pleasure. pleasure, my pain. He's my boy. Believe me, he don't make it easy. He'll own me until he's outgrown me, but still he's my boy. He's my boy. From the moment I saw him, no man came before him. He taught fight, to knock back the black, to let in the light. And maybe he'll break my heart, 'cause he'll take my heart when he goes. It's cruel that he can't, but that's just like
to see me, hardly ever calls. When he sends me letters, they're just two lines scrawls. Isn't he something? Things he says out loud I wouldn't dare, or I'd have to hide. Skates along through life without a care or a shred of pride. But look at him glide. Isn't he something? See how he filled to the brim. And I've had the time of my life living through him. Some men are tender souls with worthy goals they keep fulfilling. Some men ignore the rules, are rogues and fools, and thrilling. Honey, if he had the slightest sense of shame, it would be a shame. And isn't he shameless? Doesn't he glide? Isn't he something? I've been a very lucky woman, Addie, to have one son who's thrilled me and excited me, and another one I knew would care for me and make me comfortable no matter what. Carelessness and being free of care, aren't they the same? Some men live to be good, some men live to be bad, some men live just to sparkle. And doesn't he sparkle? See how he glides. Isn't he something?
In the musicals The Rink and Caroline or Change, we have a couple of mothers who are working moms who are struggling to get by when life throws some curveballs to them and some real challenges to them. In The Rink, Anna is Cheetah Rivera, and she's kind of struggling trying to keep a roller skating rink open, which I think is about to close, when suddenly her kind of long-lost daughter, Angel, played by Liza Minnelli, shows up and reappears in her life. And it's all about this mother-daughter dynamic and whether they can get along or not. And Cheetah Rivera kind of opens the show explaining what her life was like as a mom. And she, in a song called Chief Cook and Bottle Washer. And then in Caroline or Change, Caroline Thibodeau works as basically a maid for this Jewish family. When she is basically takes some change out of the pocket of the son, when she keeps the change out of the pocket when she's doing laundry for the family, and it suddenly becomes an issue with the family because there's, in one case, there's a large amount of money that the boy received as a gift, and she has got the money and is now, there's all sorts of other plot lines going on in the show, Caroline is got kids of her own that she's trying to raise on a maid's salary, and it's all about the dynamics of dealing with racial issues and religious issues, and Sharon D. Clarke sings an absolute show-stopping number called Lot's Wife in the revival of Caroline or Change. So here are Cheetah Rivera and Sharon D. Clarke.
To my dear late husband and all his dear late family. To Antonelli's Roller Rink and Recreation Center, I have only one thing to say. Ba-fonga. When I sit and remember the past, though I'd rather not sit and remember the past, if I happen to sit and remember the past, I hear so many voices.
Anna!
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 Masculine voices.
Hey, Anna, come on.
Hey, Anna, come down.
Hey, Anna, do this. Hey, Anna, do that.
Hey, Anna, hey, Anna, hey, Anna, hey, Anna, hey, Anna.
I can't be every place at once. I'm only one person. Everybody is only one person. I was running the ring, running a household and being a wife. Working her ass off should be the title of the story of my life. cook and bottle wash. That's what I always was, doing what some cook and bottle washer does. Go stand and take the tickets, go make the corn, go pop, bread to bake and beds to make and rugs to shake and floors to mop. Then when we break at 7, up clomps my thoughtful pet, saying, hey, ain't my dinner ready yet. Oh, what heaven life can be when you're chief cook and bottle washer like me. Chief cook and bottle washer, that's what I always did. Then I had the great good luck to have a kid. So now it's warm the bottle, see what she's crying for. Bathe and wipe and rock and dive and bake and take and mop and pop, exactly like I did before. Then daddy's up at 7, peeks in the bassinet, saying, hey, ain't my dinner ready yet. Oh, what heaven now, we're three, and your chief cook and bottle washer, big chief cook and bottle washer, chief cook, bottle washer. Way overdue. My bills are paid, my future's made. I'm selling off this rattle, I'm getting off my knees, on my way and in my prime and at my ease. Go let them burn the bunting, let all the mopping stop. There'll be no more bread to bake or bed to make.
Below sea level, caught between the devil and the muddy brown sea. That money reach in and spin me about. My hate rise up, rip my insides out. My madness rise up in a fury so wild, and I let myself go. Spoke my hate to a child. Pennies done that, pocket change, change me, pocket change me. Can't afford lose change, can't afford change. Changing's a danger for a woman like me, trapped between the devil and the muddy brown sea. I gotta get back to the way that I've been. God, drag me back to that basement again. Don't know what I said to that little boy. Always there's been people who hold their head high, getting through. I can't. Ain't never been no good finding joy the way you should. Hoping water turned to wine. Hope's fine. Till it turned to mud. And some folks go to school at nights. Some folks march for civil rights. I don't. I ain't got the heart. I can't hide. Shine all day. Oh, sure, it true, it be that way. Y'all can't do what I can't do. Y'all strong, but you ain't strong like me. And understand that I'm down on my throat. Understand that I'm down on my heart. Understand that I'm down on my sex. Gonna slam it, slam it, slam it down till I drown the fire out. Till there ain't no air left anywhere. What else? What else? What else? What else, God? What else, God? Give me an answer! Slammed on the iron, slammed on the iron! Flat, flat, flat,
So our final three mothers are all, as they're singing, all mothers-to-be, because they're all pregnant at the time that they are doing their songs. One of them actually already has given birth to another child, but is currently pregnant again. And the other two are pregnant for the first time. From Kimberly Akimbo, we are going to meet Patty Lovaco, played by Ali Mazzi, who is the mother of Kimberly Akimbo, technically. And if you've never seen Kimberly Akimbo, the family is incredibly dysfunctional. And Ali Mazzi, as Patty, is constantly recording these videos for the baby that's in her stomach to watch as she's kind of going through pregnancy. And in one moment, the baby is having difficulty sleeping and keeping her awake. And so she's trying to remember the lullaby that she used to sing to Kimberly to get her to go to sleep. And that's the song that she ultimately sings called Father Time. So we're going to hear Ali Mazzi singing Father Time. Then from the musical Baby, which is all about three different women who are pregnant, find themselves pregnant, we're going to hear from the character Lizzie, played by Liz Calloway, all about the what happens when you are pregnant, and she meets all these different women on the street and out in public who just have to unsolicitedly give her their advice and their experiences about being pregnant. And the song is called The Ladies Singing Their Song. So we're going to hear Liz Callaway and the women from the cast with that number from Baby. And then we're going to conclude with the character of Jenna from the musical Waitress when she finds herself unexpectedly pregnant, which she sings a huge 11 o'clock number, played by Jesse Mueller, of course, called She Used to Be Mine. So here are songs from Kimberly Akimbo, Baby, and Waitress.
Hello, darling. It's me, your mother. Another rough night. Your father's out cold on the floor. Your Aunt Deborah is up to no good. And you refuse to sleep. Kim was like you. She'd never settle down unless I sang her special song. It's been so long. I'm not even sure I remember. But let's give it a try. Father time, slow down the day. Don't let the dark come and steal it away. For goodness sake, we're still awake. And baby wants to play. Father time, hold back the night. Please let the sun stay in. We'll be all right. Tell the man in the moon. It's much too soon to be turning out the light. Baby's eyes are heavy now. Baby's breath is deep. Mommy wants to baby her. Baby wants to
record going of ladies singing their song. way you look, I'd say that it's your first, my dear. I'll bet you feel so proud that you could burst, my dear. Now as for me, I couldn't wait to feel again what I felt then. So I had 10. My first kid simply popped out like a cork, my dear. The next they couldn't pry out with a fork, my dear. My third was twins. My fourth I don't remember. Oh no, Beth came first. The twins came in September and...
I try riding, but there's just no hiding from the ladies singing their song. My ballooning only brings more crooning from the ladies singing their song. My kin were rugged pioneers, by hardship they were steeled. When Grandma had my mama, she just squatted in a field. When I learned I was pregnant, didn't want no modern fuss, so I didn't count and dropped my kid in the back seat of a bus. The natural way, you can't afford to miss the natural way. You fight the cord like this.
Each one desperate for someone to collar. They jolt me, revolt me, so helpful I could holler.
41 hours in labor, how I farted and I swore.
Don't laugh, don't laugh, it's true.
You think that's bad? They tell me that I screamed for 44.
There is no moment in life that's rougher, but when you're through, you'll be that much tougher. You have a road to fulfill. It's God's will that
I'm not anything
like I used to be. Although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be. Slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I got you. You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this look at Mothers from musical theater as we celebrated Mother's Day on Broadway. Remember, it is May 11th, so if your mom is still around, you have a mother or a stepmother or someone who plays the role of the mother in your life, I will be honest with you that there was a neighbor across the street who was my mom's best friend, who sort of was like a second mom to me a lot. She kind of was, played a role like a second mom to me. And oftentimes on Mother's Day, I would get her a Mother's Day card as well, just because I felt like she was sort of like a second mom. And my mom knew all about it, and she thought it was great that I got Mother's Day cards for both of them. So anybody who you feel like is a mom to you, celebrate Mother's Day with them. Anyway, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 11th. I hope you enjoyed this episode as we looked at some mothers from musical theater here on the Broadway Radio Show. Join me again next week for another episode. In the meantime, have a wonderful week ahead.